Welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. I'm realizing we are very baseball heavy on House of L this week, as we should be, right? You know, opening day over on the south side last week for the Sox. Opening day on the north side for the Cubs. That's partially what this episode is about, although it's more specifically about Chris Bryant. But with Chris Bryant coming back with the Colorado Rockies, I wanted to talk about his career and the twists and turns that it's taken with him now being a member of the Rockies. If you haven't read the piece on him in The Athletic, it is worth your time. It's a really well done piece about what's happened to him since taking the deal and going to Colorado by Sam Bloom. And there's a couple of interesting quotes. If we have time, I'll go into it. I mean, I guess we totally have time because it's my podcast. I have as much time as I want. But I thought it was interesting because it's funny because I was thinking about the decisions that Chris Bryant made once he got to be a free agent and everything that happened leading up to him being a free agent, from being denied early on in his career because of service time, you know, 7 is more than 6, and probably being embittered because of that, that he was clearly a major league player and he wasn't playing in the major leagues. From the Cubs standpoint, you understand that you want to, if you have high hopes for a player, you want to keep them as long as possible. I do think that the way that baseball does it is inherently unfair to prospects. On the flip side, guys end up with great bonuses who are drafted as high as Chris Bryant, and the money is guaranteed. So it's hard to completely feel bad for, but you put yourself in that situation, you go, man, if that was me, I would feel crappy about all of this. And I would be embittered, probably, if I were Chris Bryant. And I've been thinking about this since he decided to go to Colorado a couple years ago, about how terrible a choice it is. And look, Denver's a great place other than the airport. I've spoken a lot about my problems with the Denver airport. I am not the only one with problems with the Denver airport. And if you are like, what the hell is Lawrence talking about? Just look up Denver airport conspiracies. Beyond the conspiracies, it doesn't make any sense. It's so far away. Like, it's so far away from the places that you would go in Denver or Boulder. Anyway, I was like, man, when he got traded to the Giants, and that was a hard thing for Cubs fans to deal with. But if you go back to 2021, when the purge of Cubs that won the World Series began, you know, Baez and Bryant, Rizzo, Schwarber, like those guys ended up moving on. And when he got to San Francisco, I was like, oh, that's where Chris Bryant is going to end his career. That's where he'll have like the next act. Because he grew up a Giants fan. I remember seeing that and it being a thing. I remember how much the Giants really made him feel like a part of their family. And he had a decent run there. He was a 788 OPS player for the Giants in that half a season that he played with them. 7 home runs and 22 RBIs in 51 games. more than serviceable. But you look at what the potential was for Chris Bryant, and it's strange to go from the place where you win every award. High school player of the year, JUCO player of the year, college player of the year, rookie of the year, MVP, World Series, all-star. You've got all of that on your resume. That's a resume that says that you're going to Cooperstown. And now it would take a Herculean effort over the lifetime of his contract in Colorado to get him back on track. And the thing about Chris Bryant is, I don't know how much he actually cares about that part of it. He's always seemed to be thoughtful, but maybe he is fulfilled from a baseball standpoint. I would struggle with it knowing I have MVP level talent, but if you've done all the things, like, if you start looking at what all the things are in baseball to do, the first thing is, did you win a World Series? Yes. Not only did you win a World Series, but you won one in historic fashion. And inside of that World Series run, you were the best player in the league. Like, that's insane. So you have that. You have your MVP, you've got your World Series, you've got your Rookie of the Year, you've been to four All-Star games. There's not a lot left from the, you know, you're knocking things off the shelf. You're saying, all right, if you're playing Family Feud, you've hit all of the things. Steve Harvey could come over and ask you, we surveyed 100 people, and they said this is the most important thing for a baseball player to do. Win a World Series. Ding! Go to an All-Star game. Ding! Win an MVP. Ding! Sign a $100 million contract. Ding! He's done all the things. In reading the piece, though, I wondered if he's happy. I mean, I've wondered if he's happy even when he signed that deal in Colorado, because it's a place where careers go to die. I mean, Charlie Blackman is out there doing work. He's been doing work out there, but I don't know. Like, it's a really hard thing to judge, and truly only Chris can tell you. And maybe it won't happen until after he's done, because there's a possibility that he could be moved on from and go someplace that's competitive and maybe recapture some of that. And you sign a $182 million deal. So, like, that is the weirdest part about all of this. I don't know if there's anyone more that a baseball fan should envy more than Chris Bryant. Think about it. He's tall. He's good looking. He's polite. He's rich. He married his high school sweetheart. They've got a bunch of beautiful kids. He won the World Series. He has an MVP. And yet I find myself knowing all of this stuff about Chris Bryant. I find myself feeling sorry for him, because maybe it's the idea of unrealized potential, meaning Hall of Fame trajectory for a player, and then knowing that he's probably not going to make it when it started out so great. And then you wonder, like, that's why I keep getting stuck on what happened to him at the beginning of his career. And I wonder if it's stuck in his craw. It's a hard thing to let go of when you feel like you have been disrespected. I know that there have been moments in my career where I've had those moments and I'm like, ooh, does this mean that I burn a bridge? Am I cutting off my nose to spite my face? And there were recently some things that happened in my career where I was like, oh, it's like that? Cool, I'm out. I'm out was landing in a place that gave him a 7-year, $182 million deal. Didn't nobody do that for your boy. But I do understand how you go, you feel like you've been manipulated to a certain degree, and it becomes a little harder to trust people. And so you say, all right, I'm gonna go do me. And that's what I'm wondering. I want to talk a little bit more about this. I'm going to take a quick break. That's the part that I want to get into. It's next.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, the whole concept of, like, doing me, I'm a do me. If we get to the end of the 2021 season and Chris Bryant is looking around and he's like, I've been the selfless guy. I've through clenched teeth, I stayed in Iowa when everyone knew that I was the best player. Everyone knew in 2015 that I was the best player and I deserve to be there. How do I know? Because I walked in there and I got MVP votes my first year and won Rookie of the Year. Oh, and my OPS was 858. So I get it. Do you hang on to that? I was an all-star that year. Do you hang on to that hurt, and does it guide the decisions that you make? And when you get to the end of it, do you say, I've done everything? Like, I won a World Series for a franchise that hadn't won a World Series in over 100 years. I broke a curse. I was that dude for my entire career as a Cub. And yeah, I made good money and I won arbitration and all of that stuff. But do you go, oh, after I did all of that, the team that I did that for and I took a back seat for, they didn't want to bring me back, at least not at the terms that I felt like I had already served them and deserved money going forward. They don't think I'm a good player going forward. Now, it looks like the Cubs baseball operation was pretty spot on in that. Not that Chris Bryant's not good. He's still a good player. But you have to be available, and he's been unavailable for whatever reason. That first season in Colorado before he got hurt, he was doing Chris Bryant-type stuff. He's an 851 OPS, but that was only in 42 games, and he only played 80 games last season. So that's 122 games in two full seasons. He's healthy now, and he's back in Chicago, and it'll be good to see him. But I do wonder if there's a little bit of, nah, I'm a Cokie of mine. No matter what, especially with guaranteed money, I'm going to get my money. Like, you guys wouldn't pay me, I'm going to go get it. And I'll put up with 7 years in Denver. It's a great city. The airport sucks, but we've been through that. He's close to Las Vegas. Like, that's not a far flight at all. He's close to Arizona. Not a far flight at all. So there's all that stuff, and there's this quote where inside this piece in The Athletic, he says, here's the paragraph leading up to it, so the quote has context. Bryant began discussions with the Rockies before the lockout started late in December 2021. When it ended 3 months later, everyone was reporting to camp, but not him. And because of that, he felt the need to make a decision. Quote, it's like, oh, shoot, I need to get there. There were other teams interested, but I didn't want to wait around. It was a completely different situation for a lot of free agents at the time. I guess I didn't do as much research into the prospects as I could. Close quote. So you're like, well, this is weird and things are getting weird. Let me get this money and sign this deal and get up out of here. And then you add that to what's gone on with, and he's a Scott Boras client. You add that to what's happened to the Scott Boras clients this past offseason. And you wonder about what advice you're given, what advice you're taking, and what's important to you. I'm not mad at Chris Bryant if what's important to him was securing generational wealth with that contract. I'm not. I do feel bad for him, though, that choice leads to him being in the baseball hinterlands. And that's a trade-off. You know, sometimes we trade money for happiness. It happens. And now I'm sitting there watching this guy. I'm watching him languish, and I'm like, that used to be Chris Bryant, yo. Like, that's a stop-and-look guy. Oh, Chris Bryant's up to bat? Okay, I'm interested. I'm interested in seeing what Chris Bryant does. And now it's like, man, he's 32 years old. I still believe that there's really good baseball in him. But it just feels like, I don't know, it feels unfulfilling for us. Now, we're not the most important part. He is. He's how do you feel about all of this? But if you read the piece in The Athletic, there does seem to be some regret, and also him being honorable. You know, that's one of the other things that I think that he showed when he was a Cub, is that Chris Bryant seems to be a man of his word. He signed that deal in Colorado. He's going to work really hard. He's going to rehab when he's injured and try to get back and help his team and be a leader to guys that have questions inside the clubhouse and all of that stuff that he was doing before. The whole thing just feels, it's weird. A lot of it feels sad. You look at what Javier Baez's career has been since he left. You know, he gets traded to the Mets, same time Bryant gets traded to the Giants. And Javi's played, like, he's been healthy. But it's not the same, and you can tell. And I think A.J. Hinch is a really good manager. But clearly Joe Maddon was able to get through to Javi in a way that neither David Ross nor A.J. Hinch were able to get through to him. And it sucks. And then you look at, you know, Anthony Rizzo, who's had a pretty good run in New York. Schwarber's been great. And Philly is like the perfect place for him to go. He's just been hitting bombs. But I know it doesn't feel like a long time ago, but it was. It was 8 years ago that we're talking about these guys winning the World Series together. The last person that's there on the field is Kyle Hendricks. The last person off the field is Jed Hoyer. So the whole thing is just really bizarre. Like, you see a career like this go away. And I hope that for Chris Bryant, there's health. That's what I wish for him. Because I think if he's healthy, he'll hit. And, you know, he's clearly still okay defensively. But if he's healthy, he can be a productive player. And maybe, just maybe, the Rockies do with him what they did with Nolan Arenado. Eat some of that contract and send him to a place where he might be able to win. And maybe they'll get some prospects back for it too, depending on what happens. But I'm sure he'll get cheered when he's introduced at Wrigley this week. And I saw something really cool about him, which solidifies kind of how I think that on top of everything else, I think Chris Bryant's just a good dude. It's why we should all be jealous of him. He's got all the things, plus he's a nice guy. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, man, I really wish that dude was an asshole, but he's not. A Cubs fan came up to Chris Bryant and had, like, the Bryant Cubs jersey. And I guess the person who had the jersey smudged it. And Chris was like, oh, well, let me sign, like, all over it so that the smudge, like, doesn't matter. And he went and signed, you know, Chris Bryant, number 23, 2016 World Series. Like, that's a dope thing to do. And he didn't have to do that. He didn't even have to sign, like, a Cubs jersey. But he did. When it's all said and done, like, 10 years from now, maybe not even, 10 years would, let's say 8 years from now, when Chris Bryant shows up to Cubs convention, he'll be 40 years old, and when they introduce his name, people will go crazy because of what he did and what he meant to people. But I wish him health. I really do. I'd love to see a Chris Bryant renaissance. That would be a lot of fun. And I hope that he enjoys his time back in Chicago this week. And I hope you enjoy watching him. And I thank you for listening to this episode of the podcast. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. It means a lot. For those of you who missed the last episode, I talked a little bit about White Sox fans and my relationship with them. I hope that you check it out. There'll be a new episode of Sports Adjacent coming up this week. I've got some things on my mind from a football standpoint that I might talk about. So stick around. Subscribe, rate us, give us 5 stars. We love that. It's helpful. Like, you want to help the podcast? That's one way you can do it, because that helps us with placement and stuff. And we still continue to grow. So we've gone over, I think we're at 2.5 million total downloads, which for an independent podcast is pretty great that has one employee. I will talk to you next time. I promise. Peace.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.